This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. What happens when a work of art disturbs a spectator so that he attacks it? Well, in a moment, we'll hear from the Israeli-born Swedish artist Dror Feiler, whose installation proved too provocative for one man who saw it on Friday in Stockholm. Feiler and his wife Gunilla created the piece. It's called Snow White and the Madness of Truth. A pool of red fluid suggesting blood, a model boat floating on the surface, a mast rising from the boat bearing the portrait of Hanadi Jaradat. She was a Palestinian suicide bomber who killed 22 people at a restaurant in the Israeli city of Haifa. There's also a sound component to the piece, a recording of the Bach cantata, My Heart is Swimming in Blood, and text cut both from the story of Snow White and the story of the life of the suicide bomber. Well, upon seeing and hearing this work, the Israeli ambassador to Sweden, Zvi Mazel, set about destroying it on Friday. He was escorted from the museum, and he remains unrepentant, even winning a word of support for his action from Israel's Prime Minister, Ariel Sharon. There has been some diplomatic back and forth between Jerusalem and Stockholm, but nothing terribly serious, it seems. The artwork was part of an exhibition called Making Differences, related to a Swedish conference on genocide, all of which brings us back to the artist, Mr. Feiler, who joins us from Stockholm. Welcome to the program, Mr. Feiler.
Thank you.
Ambassador Mazel saw in your work what he called a call to genocide, so he began to attack it. Is Snow White and the Madness of Truth a call to genocide?
Of course not. Ambassador Mazel said in the Swedish newspapers yesterday that he decided to destroy that work of art before he even saw it. I don't think he even gave it a chance. I don't think he even tried to understand it. And I would like to ask Mr. Mazel if I would make an installation with a boat and on its sail a picture of Ariel Sharon sailing on blood, if he will find it as a glorification of Ariel Sharon, or as a critic of Ariel Sharon's deeds against the Palestinian people.
I should say that we have tried to reach Ambassador Mazel today and have been unable to do so. But let me ask you, by implication, what you're saying is that the image of the suicide bomber floating, her face, a sail on a boat floating in a pool of blood, is a criticism of her, not a celebration of her.
It is a criticism and absolutely not a celebration. It wants to show that she became what she became because of blood, and her acts resulted in bloodshed. If we don't understand that this kind of situation exists, if we don't understand how to deal with such a situation and to prevent people become like this, then we are in a really bad situation. We're in trouble.
Can you imagine any work of art conceived sincerely according to the aesthetic of the artist that would be so odious to yourself or to somebody else that you can imagine its destruction worthwhile? If it were an odiously racist work of art, let's say.
I can say like this. I think that in principle I would permit all art, and I would like to go utmost for the freedom of speech and freedom of artistic expression. But Mr. Mazel is behaving the same way like his government is behaving. He has disrespect for international laws, and he is bullying his way around like the Israeli government is doing. And it's not surprising that diplomats of such a rogue state, I would call them, are behaving like this.
This is the state of your birth.
This is the state of my birth, and this makes me so unhappy, because I care very much for Israel, and I am consider myself as pro-Israeli, but I'm against the Israeli government.
Have you had any further communication, either with the Israeli embassy or the Israeli government, or has the Swedish government come back to you today at all?
Of course not. Yes, no. The Swedish government has came back to me. The culture minister phoned to me this morning and asked me how I felt and wanted to tell me that the Swedish government has, in its meeting, have its 100% support to us. The Swedish prime minister was on television just 1 hour ago and said the same, so I feel totally support.
Mr. Feiler, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Dror Feiler, an artist whose work of art, Snow White and the Madness of Truth, was the installation attacked on Friday, literally, by Israel's ambassador to Sweden.